Now, teenagers across the country will be feeling the pressure as they wait to get their Leave and Cert results this Friday. Yes, is it a bit late? And it's usually on a Friday. I thought it was on a Wednesday. Anyway, Aoife Comerford is 24. She's a junior pastry chef who works in a Michelin star restaurant in Dublin. And she's here to tell us how she got her dream career after failing two subjects in her Leave and Cert after facing illness in her final school year. Good afternoon, Aoife.
Good afternoon.
Thanks so much for coming in, because this is important, I think, for people listening.
Yeah, 100%.
Because a lot of people, and you probably were the same, feel that the Leave and Cert is the be-all and end-all.
I definitely thought at the time when I did my Leave and Cert, I thought it was everything, that if I failed my Leave and Cert, that was it. The door was closed. I'd never kind of proceed on to a third level education like I dreamed to. So it's tough enough. I think there's definitely a lot of pressure on students.
Yeah. Yeah, but your story and other stories are here to remind people that there is, you know, light after the Leave and Cert,
yeah.
Life after the Leave and Cert. So you had a tough time in fifth year and sixth year?
Yeah, I'd gotten sick when I was in fifth year. I just started vomiting out of nowhere. I had really bad symptoms and I spent a lot of time out of school then. Turns out I had a bacterial stomach infection, which right. causes deterioration of the lining of your stomach, causes ulcers and stuff like that, but went undetected for quite a number of months. So by the time they had actually realised what was causing me symptoms, I had so much stomach damage at that point.
You poor thing.
And then after fifth year, when I kind of, you'd be lucky to see me twice in a week. Like I was there very little. And then sixth year came around, I was trying to do my mocks, I was trying to catch up on all the schoolwork I had missed. I found it impossible. Like, I was trying to do as much extra work as I could. I was taking extra classes after school to catch up. The teachers were doing that anyway in certain subjects because we were already behind in coursework, and I'm even more behind than that. And I just was constantly trying to catch up. And when I did my mocks, I barely passed everything, but they told me that if I head in this direction, that I could pass the subjects
right.
just about it.
And when you were filling in your CAO,
yeah,
what did you apply for?
I changed my CAO a few times, but the one that I really had my heart set on was Culinary Arts.
Right.
It's the honours degree in TU Dublin, where you do cooking for 4 years.
And where did that passion come from?
Do you know, I think it was definitely influenced by my parents. My mum's father, so my grandfather is a chef, and he was a chef for a number of years, and he loves to cook. And my dad's a really good cook as well. So I think cooking was always around me.
Yeah.
I also loved, when I was in school, I always loved home ec and that kind of experiments in science and stuff like that. And I think that just transpired into cooking then.
Yeah. And I suppose we're attracted to the things that we're good at.
Yeah, that too. Like, once I started kind of baking, and, you know, don't get me wrong, my family had to eat a lot of exploded cupcakes and all the rest. Yeah. And, you know, some very experimental times. But they did persevere and they got through it. And now, like, when I make stuff, they're quite happy. They only beg me to make stuff. Like,
yeah.
A lot of people think I do be cooking all the time at home. I spend most of the time in work.
Of
so,
course.
Like, as soon as I'm done, I don't want to cook anymore. Like,
But a pastry chef in a Michelin star restaurant.
Yeah, it's mad. Like, I always thought something like this wouldn't happen until 2 years after I graduated college.
Yeah.
And I graduated last October. But I've been working there 2.5 years.
Right.
So it's crazy that I'm actually 2 years ahead of my own plan.
So before we get to that and how you got into that, bring us back then to 6 years ago, around this time.
Yeah.
Leave and Cert results are coming out. And despite what everybody says to you, is that, you know, you can't do anything about it now, so don't worry. I'm sure there was sleepless nights in the lead up to it, yeah.
Yeah, I remember, like, the day I got my results, my sister had come with me. I have one older sister and I have many younger siblings as well, but my sister had just gotten into college the year before. And I remember when I walked in and I opened my results, and when I seen I had failed, I just walked out. It's actually the last time I even stepped foot in the school. I haven't been back there since that day. Like, I didn't talk to any of my friends. I just opened it and I left. I walked all the way home as well. Like, I was just so upset. I couldn't believe it. I'd put in so much extra work. I was studying every day. I was doing extra essays and like, teachers were using me as an example student because
right.
I was doing all this extra work.
And you were told after the mocks that if you kept heading this way that you would get enough.
I would just get enough to pass
yes.
in certain subjects, maths.
And you'd applied for access into Trinity College as well, the access
yeah,
program.
Yeah, I had applied for the TAP program, and I wouldn't mind to give you a date and an interview time. But when you fail maths, usually maths, English or Irish, they took away the interview then.
It's gone. You're
I
gone.
Got a text message the day of the CAO results saying that me, like,
okay.
yeah, it was gone.
So you poor thing.
Yeah.
After being ill and your dream of becoming studying culinary arts is gone.
Yeah. I wasn't sure what I was going to do after that. I was trying to think, what did I apply for? I was scrambling. I was applying for stuff online to repeat my leaving cert up in like Pierce College and stuff like that. I even went for a few interviews as well. So I was panicking, thinking like, what am I going to do? I felt like I had no options, but it was because my school at the time was a partner of TUD. And they made me apply for the TUD Foundation Access Programme. And because they made me apply for that, I'd forgotten about it so long ago.
Right.
You just write an essay, you do an interview, and you're kind of in. It's a very simple process. It's usually for people who are older and want to go back to education.
Right.
And there was a few young people at it as well, people who didn't get enough points or people like me who failed. And I remember when I got accepted to that programme, oh my God, I was so happy. I couldn't believe it.
Yeah.
I got into the college I wanted to go to. Just
you got
doing,
a bursary?
Yeah, I got a bursary actually after I finished that as well, because the Susie grant doesn't cover that one initial year. So I used to work in the Tree Arena. I was the steward. I was the person that was like, this is your seat. That was my job for like 2 years.
Well, you got to see a lot of concerts.
Yeah, my first concert was Andrea Bocelli. I'll never forget it. Yeah,
time
yeah,
to
it was
say
pretty
goodbye.
Good.
It nearly is time to say goodbye.
Yeah.
And then you were mentioning there that you thought that where you are now would take you longer.
Yeah.
But you started working part-time when you were at college.
Yeah, I used to work in the counter burger initially. It's out in Dundrum, so kind of like fast food. And then I progressed on to working in Two Boys Brew. It's a cafe in Fisbury. I loved working there. I definitely feel like they rebuilt my confidence as a chef in general. I felt like my confidence was knocked back after I felt my leaving cert. I was like, am I even cut out for this? And then when I got into college and then I started working for them, they completely rebuilt me. I still even like going in there now to see them. And then when I left to do my internship with Glover's Alley, I did 3 months there initially. And the first thing I said to Andy, my boss, in the interview was like, can I have a job after this? He always says that I was interviewing him in the interview because I asked him so many questions. And I just kind of kept annoying him all the time. I wanted to be there. But initially, I didn't think I was good enough to work in a Michelin star. I applied on the Fitzwilliam website thinking I was applying for the hotel kitchen. Then I realised, after Andy rang me an hour after my application, that I've applied for this really nice restaurant. It has a Michelin bib, and I was freaking out. 2 weeks later, they got a Michelin star. I couldn't believe it. Do you know? And that's what, like, what I was saying in the piece that I did for RT previously, is that like all you need is a little bit of luck and a lot of hard work. That was my little bit of luck.
Yeah, and let's say it again, that the Leaving Cert result is not the be-all and end-all. There is life after the Leaving Cert results.
Yeah.
I've loved talking to you. Aoife, thanks so much.
Thank you.
Yeah, and I hope to sample some of your pastries and your desserts very shortly.
Yeah. Thank you.
That's it from us. Drive Time's on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Wednesday evening.
The Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.